good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to settings of the Song of Songs. King Solomon's Lines is what we call tonight's program. The Song of Songs, well-known book of the Hebrew Bible, attributed to King Solomon, it consists of some of the most ardent poetry ever written. Whether it represents the communion of man and woman, or some would have it something of a more allegorical nature, telling of the relationship, depending on one system of belief, between God and Israel, between God and the church, or between Christ and the human soul, over the centuries it's inspired some meltingly lovely music. It is customary to read from the Song of Songs as part of the observance of Passover. And we have two settings for you this evening. First, by Sir Granville Bantock, who lived from 1868 to 1946. Recognized in his own time, perhaps equally as a conductor, he enthusiastically championed works of his English contemporaries, giving the first performance of Delius's Brig Fair, and honored with the dedication of the second of Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance marches. He devoted himself equally to the music of those on the continent, an admirer of Debussy, Richard Strauss, and especially Sibelius. Sibelius dedicated his Third Symphony to Bantock, and following Bantock's death, even became the first president of the Granville Bantock Society. Bantock's setting of the Song of Songs is a massive one, spanning some 2.5 hours. Although presented in oratorio fashion, with 6 soloists, chorus, and orchestra, it was clearly conceived with a visual element very much in mind. Bantock described it as a dramatic rhapsody. Highlights of this mammoth work have appeared on 2 separate compact discs on the Hyperion label. One contains the orchestral prelude, and the other selections from the 2nd, 3rd, and 5th days. We'll be hearing the prelude, as well as a sizable love duet from the 5th day, which includes some of the poem's best-known lines. Set me as a seal upon thy heart, many waters cannot quench love, and for love is strong as death. Soprano Elizabeth Connell sings the Shulamite, tenor Kim Begley, her shepherd lover, and baritone William Prideaux makes a cameo appearance, singing the opening lines as the watchman, announcing the lover's arrival. Vernon Hanley conducts the Royal Philharmonic in the selection from the Song of Songs by Sir Granville Bantock.
Thank you. Bye.
the Arden Love Duet, which comprises the heart of the fifth day of the Song of Songs, the dramatic rhapsody of Sir Granville Bantock. Soprano Elizabeth Connell sang the role of the Shulamite, tenor Kim Begley her shepherd lover, and baritone William Prito offered the opening lines as the watchman, announcing the lover's arrival. Before that, we heard the orchestral prelude, which opens the work. These taken from two separate compact discs on the Hyperion label. In both performances, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Vernon Handley. We're listening to settings of the Song of Songs this evening, King Solomon's Lines. You're listening to The Lost Chord. We turn next to Lucas Foss, who was born Lucas Fuchs in Berlin in 1922. With the rise of Nazism, his family moved to Paris, and in 1937 they settled in the United States. Foss studied at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, as well as summers with Serge Koussevitzky at the Berkshire Music Center, now Tanglewood. In addition, he was a special composition student of Paul Hindemith at Yale. Foss, like Bantock, was equally recognized as a conductor. Among his posts, he was music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic, the Jerusalem Symphony, and the Milwaukee Symphony. He was a talented pianist. He performed the obbligato part in Leonard Bernstein's Second Symphony in both of Lenny's recordings. Bernstein, in turn, recorded several of Foss's orchestral pieces. As a composer, Foss wrote in a multiplicity of styles, moving very easily from a populist manner of expression, after the fashion of Copland and Bernstein, to more experimental idioms, as he followed his wayward muse through serialism and electronic music, to minimalism and improvisation, often blurring the demarcations in between. Foss's setting of the Song of Songs comes from a comparatively early period, 1946. Its style is direct, emotional, and dramatic. Comprised of four movements, the first begins, "Awake, O North Wind, and come thou south, blow upon my garden." The second, "Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the fields." The third, "By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth." And last, overlapping with the Bantock we just heard, "Set me as a seal upon thy heart." The soloist in this recording, a Bernstein favorite, mezzo-soprano Jenny Terrell, and the New York Philharmonic, is conducted by Leonard Bernstein. Music of Lucas Foss, The Song of Songs. Thank you. Music dating from 1946 by Lucas Foss. The Song of Songs. Mezzo-soprano Jenny Terrell was the soloist, and the New York Philharmonic was conducted by Leonard Bernstein. That 1958 recording. Lucas Foss died in 2009 at the age of 86. And with that song cycle, inspired by poetry attributed to Solomon, we come to the conclusion of tonight's program. Settings of the Song of Songs. King Solomon's Lines. I'm Ross Samico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord.